In 1956, David Gross entered MIT. He chose the college because there was a computer on campus, a computer.
He loved that he could tell it what to do and it would do it.
Barry, his older son, remembers. After MIT, he worked at Digital Equipment Corporation for 45 years with the same team. They called him the guru. When no one else could tackle high-order problems about computer-to-computer communication or digital audio processing or fast chip simulators, he did. David spoke humbly about the work, but with such specificity, it was as if decades of detail hadn't passed.
We had to move a bit in the accumulator over and clear the accumulator so that I could fit this next piece of code in, but you had to know the order, and the order was this. It's amazing how specific it was. That's kind of how his mind was, this incredibly good memory, and the detail was so crisp.
He played constantly with code and also with humor.
He would crack jokes all the time. Sometimes you'd have to get into the mindset of a electrical engineer to understand the punchline.
The wit crept into the job. Once he was working on a piece of debugging code.
You can hear what he says about it.
Somebody inspired me to try this. We found the spot where it printed the word error, which is what if you did some sort of mistype to the debugger. And I patched it, so instead of printing the word error, it would print, "To err is human, to forgive divine." And I spliced that onto the end of the debugging tape.
No way.
Yeah.
When he realized the trouble it could cause, he immediately changed it back. David was driven by code, but also by halacha, the laws of an ethical Jewish life. In synagogue on Saturdays, he studied Talmud. Sometimes when the rabbi wasn't there, he led the discussion. The night before his death, he was puzzling over questions of meaning.
The last story he told me before he fell asleep and passed away was that the story of Jacob's dream of the ladder to heaven. There were 70 angels coming up and down the ladder with him. And those angels are supposed to be family members and descendants, and they can only count 69. So there's a puzzle. What is that 70th angel? And the rabbi came up with a very touching idea that maybe it was my father.
In his humility, David would never have considered the possibility.